If you are a business owner, this one's for you. John built a business from the ground up. Okay, he started in his trade over 30 years ago, and he did the grind. At that time, he had a young family and constantly worried about how he was going to pay the mortgage and feed his family. And 8 years into his business, it took him 8 years, he brought on his first employee. He trained this person. He spent hundreds of hours with them while he was paying them, by the way. And he finally got to the point where he could send this one person on to meet with a customer and do a job himself. Then what happened?
Welcome to Dear Rochester. Retire well. Dive in. Be curious. Become prosperous. David Pulsini, CFP, his team, and his guests will help you figure out your 6 points and give you the ultimate roadmap to financial freedom and what to do from there. Now, let's get started.
Welcome back, folks. Dave Pulsini again with another episode. If you are a business owner, this one's for you. If you are the spouse of a business owner, a friend, a child, a cousin, whatever, pass this on to them, because at some point, whether it's coming soon or maybe 30 years from now or longer, that business has to change hands. We don't live forever, right? That may be through a succession plan with an agreement in place, through the sale of a business, or for some, we know this, they just close the doors, right? So today, though, we're going to talk about the sale, the liquidity event. And for some, it's the pinnacle of their career, or at least the day that we think they look forward to the most. Okay. The day that the negotiations are done, the money is wired into your bank account, and you are no longer in charge. And there's so much here on the emotional side that I could get into. And for some of you, it is one of the best days of your entire life. If you are financially driven, you made it. You are free. And not only are you financially free, you are free of what you might call the headaches, right? No more issues with orders or employees, customers, clients. No worry about someone in the business needing you. You're always needed, right? And you happily move on from this season in your life. For others, you think it will be one of the best days of your life. And I've seen this. You get the check. That makes you happy. But then what? You've run a business for a long time. You were the person. You were busy, constantly engaged. Years now of being attached to your phone or the computer, and now nothing, right? And some of you will think, is this it? And you may have some initial regret. You realize it was the journey that actually made you happy, not the end, and now you're out. Okay. I want to tell you guys a quick story about a guy named John that we know. And John built a business from the ground up. Okay. He started in his trade over 30 years ago, and he did the grind. And he, like many of you, remembers the days of not being able to fill his gas tank. He has several stories about that. And at that time, he had a young family and constantly worried about how he was going to pay the mortgage and feed his family. And guys, listen, we hear these stories, and to us, that took what, like 7 seconds? But John, like many of you, lived that every moment of every day for years. And it makes for a nice story when these businesses work out for somebody. But as business owners, unless you've been through this, I'm telling you, you have no idea what it's like. It's years of friends asking you if you want to go to dinner and you have to make an excuse because you can't pay for it or you're working. Years of an old truck that needs to be constantly worked on. And a lot of you have to do that work yourselves because we can't pay for somebody else to do it, right? Years of watching your friends and family with safe jobs buy houses and new cars and talk about their 401ks while you struggled to get to the next job or the next customer and to get them lined up. You get it, okay?
We'll be back after this short message.
Do you know how much money you need to retire with confidence? Do you know how long your money will last? Are you missing something? Retirement planning is like a puzzle, And we want to make sure that not only do we have all of the pieces, but that the pieces are in the right place. To find out where you stand, go to 6pointfp.com and take our How Much Do You Need to Retire 5-question quiz. We will email you a free video response to let you know what we think. Now, back to the show.
Back to John. He did the hard part. And 8 years into his business, it took him 8 years, he brought on his first employee. And he was extremely excited. He trained this person. He spent hundreds of hours with them while he was paying them, by the way. And he finally got to the point where he could send this one person on to meet with the customer and do a job himself. And it took over a year of John's time. Then what happened? My business owner friends know this. That employee quit. And John went from having help, having someone he thought might take over his business someday, and having a friend, to, again, nothing. Back to just him. And John fell into that. And we've all heard this. I can't find anyone. There's no good help out there. No one wants to work anymore. He fell into that mindset, which is very easy to do, folks. And John did what John does, and he continued to work on his way. And he kept working alone for, I think it was about 5 more years, and then he got hurt. And this is real. It was a back injury. And he was thinking, how could he possibly do everything now? So many of you guys, you just keep doing it. You push through an injury, the pain, whatever it is. But some of you, like John, are completely forced to take a step back and figure it out. And that's what John had to do. He literally could not perform what he had to do his job. Okay. Felt like he was in his first year again. He was scared to death, except he was 13 years into his business. And think about that, guys. 13 years in, beyond scared. Think about what his family and friends are saying at this point. But I'll tell you, this turned out to be the greatest thing to happen to his business, because for the first time in 13 years, he had to take time off from working in the business every day. And now he had to work on the business. And out of necessity, maybe his need to do something, or it could even be boredom, John, he created manuals. He documented his processes. He went back to customers, took pictures of his work and some videos, and he started social media channels. And I'm laughing because, listen, John is 100% not the guy to have a clue on where to begin with this stuff. The guy had a cracked flip phone. It looked like a spider web, right? Social media was relatively new at this point. And I honestly think of the person that is like the least capable person, you know, trying to create an online presence. That was John. Okay. But you know what? He did it. And I do think about that sometimes and wonder if a guy like John can make that happen. What's my excuse for not getting something done? Right. But now John, very quickly, relative to how long he was around, right, within 10 months, he had a brand. And I'm going to skip a lot here. I could get into this for a while, but he, because of the work he was doing on his business, he had people in his field reaching out to him to ask for work. And from that, he hired his first employee on the basis of sharing revenue going forward. Okay. With a minimum wage salary, because John could not pay someone. But the important part here is he found a way again, and he was paying the person around $7 an hour. But that was the first hire, believed in what they were doing and saw the vision that John had put forth, right? So that guy, the first employee, then brought in a friend to join the team. So that first employee and his friend, with John's blessing, then hired 4 more people pretty quickly, all using John's processes, systems, and the brand. And I can tell you guys, and many of you know this, this was the first time in 18 years John thought, I don't have to be there anymore. And I remember this. He couldn't believe it. And guys, they started to make some serious money, money that John has never seen before. And John felt like he had nothing to do with it. And I talked to him on one of the days when he drove away from a job site, and he legitimately broke down crying and had to pull his truck over to the side of the road. That moment was when he felt like he had made it. Okay. In John's first 15 years, he made a total of about $700,000. Okay. He lost his one employee in year number 8. He was injured in year number 13. In year number 16, John's business of 28 employees brought in $7.4 million of revenue. Okay. Some people would say it took John 15 years to get there, or 18 years, or 16 years, whatever it is. But I know John, and the point is, it took way longer than that. John started working with his grandfather when he was 8 years old, and he went to school, and when he got off the bus every day, he went to work. Guys, he was 8 years old. If you know any eight-year-olds, think of that. His family was not wealthy, okay? Most people would say that John didn't inherit anything. For those of us that know, John inherited way more than money, okay? He inherited the will, the drive, the no-excuses attitude. And he actually told me, if we did this now, it would be child abuse, but it's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. The guy started when he was 8. He finally made some money when he was 50.
We'll be back after this short message.
Hi, this is Dave Pulsini. Sometimes we are asked, what does 6 point mean? And I wanted to explain that right now. 6 points are the 6 points of financial planning. We have investment planning, retirement income, risk management, tax planning, estate planning, and then custom goal planning. Those 6 points include over 120 things that we actually do for folks. So if you are not confident in your 6 points, reach out to us. Back to the show. If you're thinking about giving up and you're like 3 years into your business, think of that. John's financial life changed when he was 50, 42 years in. A childhood that consisted of work. No excuses. Then some would say he made it, right? Remember those friends that were asking him to go to dinner, that were in their safe career, in their houses and new vehicles? Those same people now say, wow, John, you're so lucky. Must be nice to work the hours that you want to. I don't understand how you can just go get your kids whenever you want or visit them anytime you want to. And my business owner friends know exactly what I am talking about. If you want to drive a real first generation business owner crazy, tell them they got lucky. Because John is the one that sacrificed his time and his friendships, and he's the one that carried the stress and the household and the kids, and he got them through that. So folks, John is selling his business to one of his employees this year for $24 million. His grandkids now, and they've always thought this, just thought that he's the rich grandpa. They have no idea what he's been through. They can't comprehend the years of doing things that most people are just unwilling to do. John still wears his flannel, his jeans and his boots. And you know what's crazy? Although he thinks the money's nice, he doesn't really seem to care about the wealth. And I know that sounds crazy to you guys that are fighting for every dollar, but he could already do what he wanted to do. And he made it in so many ways. I asked him recently to document his whole journey for his family to hear and the future generations to know what it was like, because this is generational wealth if he wants it to be. Okay. And you know what? Sorry, I talked about this story way more than I thought it was, but I want to get into this. And this is what I wanted to talk about today. What did John do with his money? I'm always curious when somebody sells their business for a lot of money. Well, what do they do with it? And I mean, I'm in this business, so I understand, but he deposited the money into the local bank, into what he calls his business checking, right? He'll owe, for most people, a very large amount in taxes. Okay. With the help of a CPA and his team, he set that aside in a high interest account with no risk. He added $9 million to a moderate portfolio that will more than support his lifestyle. And remember, guys, by the end of his career, he was making a great income. So he ended up having some more. That's just more money that came in after the sale. Okay. He gave $250,000 to his old school district to support kids getting into the trades. He donated $500,000 to a local animal rescue. And he's got plans for volunteering and giving a lot more. But John, that 8-year-old little boy with nothing, now has a net worth of over $30 million. And he has worked with his attorney to make sure that everything is lined up to go exactly where he wants it to go. And going forward, he's going to need to make sure that he pays the least amount in taxes. and make sure he keeps that estate plan up to date. And you can't make this up, folks. What he's really stressed about now is who's going to be able to find the parts for his old truck. John, proud of you, man.
Thank you for listening to the Dear Rochester Retire Well podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Six Point Financial Partners. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.
Content here is for illustrative and educational purposes only. It is not legal, tax, or individualized financial advice, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold any specific security or engage in any specific trading strategy. Results will vary. Past performance is no indication of future results or success. Market conditions change continuously. This commentary reflects the personal opinions, viewpoints, and analysis of Six Point Financial Partners. It does not necessarily represent those of RFG Advisory, private client services, their clients, or their employees. This commentary should not be regarded as a description of advisory services provided by Six Point Financial Partners or RFG Advisory or performance returns of any client. The views reflected in the commentary are subject to change at any time without notice. Securities offered by registered representatives of Private Client Services, member FINRA CPC. Advisory services offered by investment advisory representatives of RFG Advisory, a registered investment advisor. Private Client Services, Six Point Financial Partners, and RFG Advisory are unaffiliated entities. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where RFG Advisory and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advisory services may be rendered by RFG Advisory unless a client agreement is in place.